Texas is going to need a lot of money to rebuild after Hurricane Harvey. The governor estimates close to $150 billion. But the state also needs people to do the work of rebuilding. They need more construction workers. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports on how a new construction trade school in Houston is trying to keep up with the demand.
More than a month after Harvey, classes are back in session at Lone Star College.
We got back on. Two minutes.
Randy Williams is an instructor here, leading a lesson on wiring a circuit board at the college's new Construction and Skilled Trades Technology Center.
And pretty much what I do is I teach HVAC and refrigeration to a lot of the students here at Lone Star College.
There are about 800 students enrolled in the construction trades program at this community college. And Williams says finding a job for them is not a problem.
Companies are always trying to hire our students prior to them finishing the actual course.
They're that in demand.
Yes, very in demand.
In fact, nationwide, 70% of contractors say they're struggling to find qualified construction workers, according to a recent survey by the Associated General Contractors of America. That could drag out the time it takes to rebuild Texas after Harvey. But that's also an opportunity for Lone Star College and its students. Before the storm hit, school administrator Linda Head says it was already adapting its curriculum to focus not just on industrial construction, but also residential projects.
We had not offered things like drywall and taping and floating, roofing, flooring, but we have to do it.
Students here can enroll in certificate programs to get a jump start on a job in pipe fitting, welding, or heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Texas will be in more desperate need for these skilled workers in the coming months. And Head says these students are tough.
They're working, they're single parents, they have children, they have homes, and a lot of our students have been impacted by Harvey, and yet they're here.
The day the school started, I came in, I got all the stuff that I needed, I got my uniform, I got my books and stuff, and I was ready.
For 23-year-old Eric Arjon, the floodwaters after Harvey swamped his pickup truck and mobile home. Still after the storm passed, he constantly checked for updates on when his classes to become an HVAC technician would finally start.
I want to be able to help the people that were affected. You know, I want to be a blessing to people, you know, to be able to help them out.
Some of the teachers here at Lone Star College helped out in flooded neighborhoods when the campus was turned into an emergency shelter, including Mike DiBiasio.
Cut sheetrock, checked all the electrical, everything needed so they could get back in their home. And I did that for 7 days straight. And I'm so glad to get back here to school for vacation.
Now DiBiasio's back in front of a whiteboard, teaching aspiring electricians so they can do the same kind of work soon. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Houston.